My fantasies about you are getting worse. My imagination is playing tricks on me. It's not that my imagination is so clear and vivid and realistic that it's like what I'm imagining is happening right now. It's like I'm picturing you as if I've already had you. Like what I'm seeing in my mind is a memory, a place that existed with events that occurred in a moment in time that I can always go back to whenever I want because it's mine. Because I owned it once. Because it was real and tangible. And I was there while it was happening in real time. My hand on the front of your neck. Your head on my pillow. The creases and folds of the fabric of my pillowcase framing your face. Your face crinkled in a sexy, warm, slightly out of your control smile that I actually never saw. You never gave me that smile. I made it up. I made all this up in my mind in an instant at 2:38 in the morning during a very long session of not thinking about you that had a split second break in it where I thought of you involuntarily. That smile isn't mine. Not anymore. But I can pretend. If nothing else, my imagination is certainly mine, and I can pretend. It's all I have. I guess it's more than I have at the end of the day. That's the nature of it. You're looking up at me, waiting for my next move, and I know that you think I've got it all figured out, exactly what I'm going to do to you, but I don't. I'm making it up as I go along, and I'm terrified that you'll find that out and be disappointed, so I smile back at you as if I have a plan. And I run my fingers down your chest, my eyes fluttering around your nipples, your ribs, your belly button, your hips, and then stop. I go back up to your eyes. I don't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing that I'm looking at your cock. Not yet. So I resist, and it's hard. Because I fucking love your cock. It's beautiful to me. The curve, the color, smooth to the touch, but rock hard to the squeeze. Right now, though, I want you to feel me avoiding it. I want to toy with the rest of you first. Not for the purpose of building up to your cock. Not to build up the anticipation of me touching it, sucking it, riding it. No. No, I want the rest of your body for its own sake. I want you to feel me appreciate your body outside of the stereotypical erogenous zones. Massaging your thighs, your forearms, your scalp. Not because I'm leading up to something greater, but because I want to focus on the parts of you that are most dear to me. The parts that carry you through the day, the parts that bear the brunt of the day's work and tasks, the parts that bring you home to me every day. I need to give you this full body, holistic physical experience before I can even think about getting near your cock. And in doing so, I mentally trace your body in my tortured, lovesick imagination, and it acts as a sort of mirror to my own body in reality. As my hands touch you in my mind, it's as if I'm touching myself in that same spot in real life, and the tension dissipates for me like I hope to make it dissipate for you. When I say I'm crazy about you, this is what I mean. This is it. You make me say things that don't make much sense but are true to me anyways. It's really that simple. I'm crazy about you. I use your body and my mind as a sort of meditation tool. I'm sure I've heard crazier things, but I can't think of any of them right now. But I want you so relaxed, floating blissfully in your own mind, so much so that you've almost forgotten you even have an aching cock by the time I start gently petting the area just above it, bringing you back to yourself, making your soft, calm cloud of a brain float over to other things, back and forth between all the filthy possibilities of what's going to happen next. Back to the smile I gave you that made you think I had a plan. Back to the original position, my hand on your neck, inviting you to trust me as the fingers of my other hand wrap around your cock and hold it loosely, dragging my hand up and down only slightly in either direction. This is the beginning of the build-up. The rest was just a manifestation of my love and my devotion, spilling over, drenching you. Now, we start something new. Something separate. I lick the palm of my hand and put it back on your cock, letting you know that this will be a very different journey altogether. Naughtier than the last. A line in the sand, if you will. You groan when I start to stroke you again. My grip is tighter now, sliding up and down your entire length. I giggle at your open mouth stare directly at my hand, and then quickly up to my bare tits for a few seconds before you catch my gaze, and your cock twitches repeatedly as we make eye contact with each other, and fuck. Fuck, it is something that you make, isn't it? You create it from scratch, together, from nothing, something so intense and beautiful and powerful and breathtaking, literally made from the thin air between us and the blurred, incoherent thoughts going through our separate brains. We make eye contact. As I jerk you off and you breathe heavy, I giggle and I sigh, and you're so tense and I'm so relaxed. And the contrast alone is causing that familiar but ever fresh, warm tingling between my legs. I'm shifting in place, wiggling my hips, pressing myself into the bed. You know me. You know me so well. So you know that means my pussy is getting restless and excited. It's already slick and sticky, starting to drip. I lean down and start licking and sucking on the tip of your cock, one hand still stroking it while the other makes those slow, gentle little circles on your balls. Those noises you make and the sweet, salty drops of pre-cum I taste bubbling up out of your cock let me know that I'm doing a good job. I'm making you happy. I'm being your good girl. I love being able to just relax and know that I'm making you feel good. So much of life is uncertainty. Am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing? Am I in the right place, the right career? But right now, in this completely false moment that I've made up in my mind, I'm certain of your moans and certain of the taste of your pre-cum, and therefore, I'm certain that right now, doing this one task, running my tongue across the tip of your cock over and over again, as my head bobs up and down just slightly, and my lips tighten and release, tighten and release, letting a little bit of cool air into my mouth to stimulate you even further, I'm on the right path. You don't know how much that means to me. How much you mean to me. How incredibly freeing and invaluable it is to know that I'm doing the right thing for once. Maybe you would understand that, actually. Maybe it's universal. I've got one hand massaging your balls and the other is between my legs now, spreading my slippery juices all over my clit, moaning into your cock, feeling you twitch in my mouth, and I can't fucking wait. The anticipation, the excitement I have to drink from you is otherworldly. I can literally feel the sensation being beamed down directly onto me from some, I don't know, another planet or some perverted alien ship. Oh, there's just nothing else on Earth like it. So it must be from somewhere else. Your stomach clenches, and I'm so close to it, and it's just so sexy to watch. I rub my pussy faster, and I want so desperately to come with you. Your cock flutters in my mouth briefly, and I know how close you are. I love knowing what that means. You just look so fucking sexy right now, but as I'm moaning uncontrollably with my mouth moving up and down your cock fast and deep, my mind is really on your smile. The one from earlier, the crinkled, warm, sexy, sweet one. That's the image I can't get out of my mind as I close my eyes tight, jackhammer my pussy with my fingers, and feel your hips buck up into my face over and over and over again, each time unloading rope after rope of cum onto my grateful mouth. And I'm squeaking and squealing. It's embarrassing. I'm squeaking and squealing in my orgasm and in my joy, because to come with you at all is a special kind of magic, but to actually have the honor and the privilege to taste and savor and swallow the nectar that spills from the man I love when he's feeling the most perfect pleasure possible, the most peace and contentment when he's at that peak, I get to taste his delight. I'm feeling the most pure joy in knowing that I've made you come, but I actually get to swallow this accomplishment. And something about that just makes it so much more satisfying. My delicious treat for a job well done. I always joke that you trained me. Maybe that's not too wild of a notion. I'm still rubbing my pussy softly, and your cock is still leaking into my mouth as I take in the taste of your cum and start the somewhat daunting task of swallowing so much at once, giving your whole body my undivided attention, servicing your cock and your balls, building to a climax with you, being so physically connected and entangled when we orgasm together, It's like we're as one moaning, grunting, panting creature. It's all so sacred, so beautiful and perfect to me. But my favorite part, I have to admit, is coming down from that height with you. Your fingertips absentmindedly stroking back and forth across my shoulder, my hand on your chest, cuddled between your arm and your ribs, feeling your breath slow back down to normal, feeling my own breath follow suit, our legs still wrapped up together. Eventually, you reach over slightly and touch your toes to mine as if to say, "Hey, you good?" And I look up, and you smile, and I kiss you, and it feels so good. I start to wonder why it's been so long since I've kissed you. I guess we were just doing other things. I'm in a post-sex cuddle with you, and I start to actually feel like I miss you, like we're not physically close enough. You seem to read my mind and pull me in, rolling on top of me and kissing me deeply with your hand on the back of my head before pulling away, grinning, and looking me up and down like it's the first time. Giddy. And proud, like you just won a contest and I'm the trophy. The afterglow with you is really my favorite part. Don't get me wrong, being breathless with you is indescribable, but it's catching my breath with you that I really miss. Or at least, I would miss it if I ever had it.